close enough to a homecoming. You call it for Chucky Hepburn, 6'2 sophomore from nearby Omaha, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1.7 steals per game. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Badgers lead this series through the years with Nebraska, 21-15. Since the Huskers joined the Big Ten, Wisconsin has won 15 of the 20 outings with the Huskers. The Badgers had a streak of 7 straight wins against Nebraska, but the Huskers spoiled the party for Wisconsin last March at the Kohl Center with a late rally to defeat Wisconsin 74-73. That cost the Badgers the outright Big Ten title. The Badgers ended up sharing it with the Illinois Fighting Illini. Those are your starting lineups, the UW Health Injury Update, and all your series info between the Badgers and Nebraska. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What's the name of the national brand that removes built-up grease, baked-on oil, and heavy road grime easily from your vehicle's engine? That's Gunk. G-U-N-K. As in Gunk Engine Degreaser. Or the new Gunk Degreasing Wipes. Both on sale now at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for only $5.99. Made to deliver a heavy-duty clean, Gunk is now on sale for only $5.99. Only at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line and a layup. The traffic got it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
Goes left side, picked up, ball, it's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave
And before we move forward, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Welcome, Husker fans. I'm Dr. Lawrence Chatters, and I serve as the Executive Associate AD for Strategic Initiatives in Nebraska Athletics. Nebraska Athletics is proud to celebrate Black History Month. Tonight, your Huskers are wearing a symbolic uniform to honor the first Black basketball player in Nebraska history, back in 1908. Wilbur Wood was a standout basketball student-athlete who broke down barriers while competing for the Huskers. We have come a long way since then and have witnessed numerous contributions to the rich history of Nebraska men's basketball. Tonight, we celebrate their excellence. And now, we present Lift Every Voice and Sing, an uplifting hymn that represents strength, resilience, and unity for all. Thank you for your continued support, and go Big Red.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing let every sound loud as the rolling sea sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Facing the rising sun of a new day begun, let us march on till victory is won.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alexa Hartnett.
Good afternoon from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. Alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer, Dave McCann, and Dave Jordan back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball at the latest installment of a really big game. Got a lot of them ahead for the Wisconsin Badgers, sitting 14-9 overall, 6-7 in Big Ten play. But when they're at full strength, they're 14-4, 6-2 in the Big Ten, and they're at full strength today, taking on Fred Hoiberg's Nebraska Cornhuskers. They're 11-14, 4-10 in conference play, and they're not at full strength without a couple of guys who are instrumental in their lineup. Jawan Gary out the rest of the season with a shoulder injury, and Emmanuel Bandamel out for the rest of the season with the knee injury. And these are two guys that have been, you know, catalyst, Mike, in a philosophical shift for the Huskers. They were known as an up-tempo team. They didn't worry a whole lot about the defensive end. Well, now the tempo, they've taken their foot off the gas pedal, and they've been pretty good defensively. Much better than they were a year ago. Not as good without Bandamel and Gary, but still considerably better than last season.
Well, their mindset has changed, I believe, more so than in anything. The loss of Gary and Bandamel can't be underestimated, though. Not only because of the defensive presence, but their experience. Both were transfers, one from Alabama, the other from SMU, so they had that veterans presence. Plus, Gary was averaging a little over 9 points, 6.5 rebounds. Bandamel's 8 points, 5 rebounds. That's a lot of production, in addition to the type of defense, pit bull defense that they were playing.
Okay, so they've had to rely more on some young guys. Jamarcus Lawrence picking up minutes, 6'3 freshman. They like how he has progressed defensively. Denham Dawson had been getting some starts. He will come off the bench today as Wilhelm Breidenbach gets the starting call. And while they try to get things back in order, the Badgers trying to win consecutive road games. They have traveled well for a while, but it's been a minute since they've won consecutive true road games. Great opportunity for them here this afternoon to build on what they were able to do in overtime at Penn State.
And they can give the Badger fan base a payback for what Nebraska did in that final regular season game last year at the Kohl Center after Wisconsin had beaten Purdue. They didn't have a whole lot left in their tank. The Cornhuskers made a late run, a really gallant late run behind Alonzo Burge. Wisconsin didn't score a basket over the last, what, five-plus minutes and lost that game by a point.
Yeah, they went a big chunk of that game without Johnny Davis, who was injured in that game. And as a result, the Badgers shared the Big Ten title instead of winning it outright. I will say this, and we have said this a lot through the years. It's been a while since the Huskers have had a home Saturday afternoon game. But I gave you their record. This place looks full. It'd be a good, loud crowd here today and a good environment for college basketball.
It was kind of interesting during the early warm-up. A bunch of little kids lined up on the railing right behind our courtside position, and they were shouting out Kasey's name, Kaminaga. And he came over and started signing autographs. Yeah. I have never seen that prior to a game, a college athlete going over to all these little kids, like six, seven, eight-year-olds. They love them here, don't they?
They do it with reason. Guy has really been on a roll. He had 30 points on this very floor last Sunday against Penn State, 24, albeit in a losing effort on Wednesday in Ann Arbor. 11.5 points per game, but he has been particularly hot of late from the three-point line. DJ Karstensen, John Floyd, and Lewis Garrison are your officials. The Badgers with the bye, the players, alternate unis, the black unis, and a little cardinal and gold trim, little pinstripe look. And you heard the description from the Nebraska public address announcer of the alternate uniforms for the Huskers here today.
When I Googled Tony Nyad this morning, Steph Curry's name kept coming up, as in the Japanese Steph Curry.
Yeah, but do you know what he can do beyond logo threes? He can back cut you to pieces. I mean, he's a really high energy, crafty player. You watch him, you walk onto the floor in warm-ups, you're going, really, this guy? And the answer is, oh, yeah, really, this guy. He's good. Derek Walker, Stephen Crowell will jump center as Lewis Garrison ready to put the ball in the air. The Badgers and Nebraska. A little Saturday afternoon Big Ten basketball in Lincoln. And the toss and tap will belong to the Badgers. And from our vantage point, Chucky Hepburn and Wisconsin will move to our left as Hepburn loops it to Tyler Wall. Straddles the three-point line. A toss for Stephen Crowell. Top of the circle. Feeds Hepburn. Stamps off a three right side. Off the rim short. And the rebound comes down to Jamarcus Lawrence. And Chucky's going to hear it every time he touches it here today. Breidenbach throwing to Lawrence at the top. Glides off right side. Hands off Tominaga. Now it's Sam Driesel, the transfer from North Dakota State. Picks up the dribble near the midcourt logo, throws to Wilhelm. Breidenbach outside left. Now Tominaga chased by Max Klesman, throwing to Breidenbach against Wall. Inside feed Walker, left of the lane, backing on Crowell. Lost the dribble off his foot, loose ball. Diving to the floor is Esegin, and he throws it to Hepburn. An early turnover for Nebraska. Chucky up the floor for Wisconsin. Left-hand dribble, left of the lane, throws it to Connor Esegin. Huskers man-to-man to start the game. Wall against Breidenbach goes into Crowell. They get the quick double on Crowell. It's how they play. Here's Wall off the right wing. Jump stop, beats Klesman, fakes the three. Now slaloms into the lane with nine to shoot, leaning, flipping, and hitting. Max Klesman opens up the scoring here this afternoon.
Nice ball fake in the paint to get Breidenbach off his feet out of his defensive stance.
That was a big bucket he had in overtime against Penn State. A strong drive to the cup from Klesman. Here's Walker on the right side, almost turned it over again. Throws it back out to Tominaga on the dribble. Little hesitation dribble, and he draws the foul along the left lane line. Max Klesman picks it up, and there's your game's first foul.
It's always a concern when you go into a game wanting to be physical with a certain player, like the leading scorer, is you got to be careful not to pick up early fouls.
Tominaga will inbound. About a minute and a half gone by. It's 2-0 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Breidenbach. Top of the circle. Hands off to Tominaga. A pass for Griesel. He's with Hepburn. Now it's Walker versus Crowell. Top of the circle. A handoff to Breidenbach. Breidenbach hands off to Griesel. Picked up by Wall. Inside feed. Breidenbach catches. Knocked out of bounds. Low on the left by Hepburn. Nebraska keeps it with five on the shot clock.
What a save by Chucky Hepburn. There was a mismatch physically against Breidenbach. He was able to get the deflection out of bounds.
Griesel, baseline left, will throw it in for the Huskers. Griesel looking. Goes to right corner. Three on the way, and that is no good. The rebound is fought for. Tyler Wall comes up with it as Lawrence not able to knock down that corner. Jay. There's Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Chucky at the top of the circle. Throws to Wall on the right wing. Feeds Klesman. Three shot. Right corner. Good. Max Klesman with the first 5 points here today. We are 2 minutes in. Huskers bring it up the floor. Griesel high on the left. Hands off Tominaga. Flips to Walker. Top of the circle. One dribble to hand off to Breidenbach. Top of the ring. Breidenbach gives off to Tominaga again. Loops at the Walker left wing. Walker starts the back, whips it right side on the wing. Here's Lawrence, baseline right. The drive up way too strong, no good. Walker the rebound, low on the left. Had an opportunity, didn't take it. Moving in on Crow, low on the right. Now he'll score. Derek Walker with the game's first points for the Huskers. 5-2 Wisconsin, 2.5 minutes in.
Excellent patience on the part of Walker to get a better angle on the shot.
If the ball is Crow on the right side, wing right for Wisconsin. Now it's Hepburn between the arcs. Hepburn flips to Esiegen, gives off the Wall against Breidenbach. Right sideline. Tyler working baseline right. Draws the double, trying to squeeze through it. Knocked away. Turnover Wisconsin. Breidenbach comes up with it. Tyler dribbled into some traffic there. And here's Griesel up the right side. Left hand dribble to the top of the circle. Bounce pass to Walker. He'll flip to Breidenbach, top of the arc. Breidenbach gives to Jamarcus Lawrence, top of the key. Works off the right elbow, shooting off the bounce. Too hard, no good. Wall the rebound. 3:05 gone by, 5-2 Wisconsin. Wall up the floor for the Badgers. Throws to Klesman, quickly into Craw. To Stephen Crow, draws the double, retreats to the wing. Gives to Hepburn, top of the circle. Chucky against Breidenbach, small versus a big. Hepburn, baseline left, fades, flips, hits. Chucky Hepburn with his first point. 7-2 Wisconsin, not quite 3.5 minutes into the game. Sam Griesel to the front court for the Huskers. He'll throw to Walker, top of the circle. Hands it back to Griesel against Hepburn. Griesel stepping to his right, throws to Tominaga. Knocked away by Klesman. Loose ball picked up by Hepburn. Turnover Nebraska. Hepburn up the floor as, boy, Klesman got pinballed around there into traffic. And now an inside feed to Crown. Knocked away. Ball loose. Picked up by Lawrence on the push. He's with Hepburn. Now Klesman back as well. Layup is good for Jamarcus Lawrence. Live ball miscue, and Nebraska will capitalize. 7-4 the Badgers. We are 4 minutes in.
By the way, that was Tominaga who gave the shoulder to Klesman.
Hepburn to the front court, hands off to Klesman. A flip for Connor Esiegen. He's with Griesel. A pass for Crow, rather, right of the circle. Stephen, one dribble, shovels it to Hepburn. Back to the basket. Now squares up, right of the lane. Chucky on the dribble in the paint. Floats it up left hand. Air ball. It comes down to Griesel. Hepburn reaching in, but unable to pry it loose. 4.5 minutes in. 7-4 Wisconsin. Walker hands off Tominaga. Quick release three straight away. Off the glass and rim. I just clipped the left side iron. No good. And the Badgers clear the rebound. And Tominaga goes to the floor. And I think they may get a... They're going to call a foul or a flop. They're going to say a foul called on Keisei Tominaga, guilty of the foul, and he's the one who hit the deck. He's many things, and apparently including feisty. We'll take a break. The under 16 media timeout. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And the All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:23 left of the first half. Wisconsin 7, Nebraska 4. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. 15:23 left in the first half. 7-4 Wisconsin leads Nebraska.
CJ Wilcher in the game for the Cornhuskers. He bears watching because if he gets hot, he can be a problem.
With the ball is Hepburn. Baseline right. He'll inbound to Stephen Crowell. Hands it back to Hepburn. And Chucky brings it up against Jamarcus Lawrence between the circles. Hepburn throwing to Asijan, covered up by Griesel. Asijan stops, top of the arc, needs a little bit of help, finds it in the form of Klesman, flips to Carter Gilmore in the game right now for Tyler Wall. A bounce to Crowell, baseline right, moves against Walker, floats it up over everything, no good. Weak side board to Wilhelm Breidenbach. Now Griesel on the push, going downhill and reaching in the lane is Carter Gilmore. Or check it, they're going to get Stephen Crowell with that foul. That'll be his first.
They caught Crowell reaching in, trying to knock the ball away from Griesel.
Sam Hoiberg, the coach's son, comes in for Breidenbach. Jordan Davis will sub in for Max Klesman, and Tyler Wall re-enters for Stephen Crowell. 5:03 gone by, 7-4 Wisconsin. Griesel will inbound for the Huskers. 6'7 senior out of Lincoln goes into Derek Walker, moving in on Gilmore. Walker, right block. Walker backs, turns, scores with the right hand off the window. 4 for Derek Walker, 7-6 Wisconsin, 14:45 left in the half. Jordan Davis played well at Penn State, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Now Wall high on the left. Wall looking, throws to Davis left wing into Gilmore, left of the lane, feeds Connor, flips a 3, left corner, nailed it. Connor is Asijan. Gets into the scoring column, 10-6 Wisconsin, 14:25 left in the half. Asijan coming off an 18-point game at Penn State, hit 4 threes. Wilcher covered up by Davis, top of the circle. Now Walker at the high post. Walker left lane line, gives to Hoiberg off the wing, feeds Jamarcus Lawrence, left of the lane, jump stop of the paint, flips it right hand, scores. 4 for Jamarcus Lawrence, 10-8 Wisconsin, 14:03 left of the break.
Pretty athletic move by Lawrence in the paint in the middle of all that traffic.
Not gonna lie, freshman out of Plainfield, New Jersey, a true freshman. With the ball is Hepburn out high. Hepburn throws to Asijan, quick turn right of the circle for Wall. A pass for Gilmore up top, dribble handoff Hepburn, long 3 right side, off the iron, no good. Derek Walker the rebound for Nebraska. 10-8 Wisconsin, 13:40 left in the first half. Griesel left of the circle. Shattered by Tyler Wall, throwing to Wilcher high on the left. Wilcher to Lawrence, gives to Walker left of the circle. Walker, an excellent passer, but a soft throw there. It got to Wilcher inside, low on the right, trying to muscle it over Asijan, and he does for the bucket. And we're tied at 10 with 13:20 left in the half. Here comes Hepburn bringing it up for Wisconsin. Hepburn, and Wall throws to Asijan at the top, feeds Davis, turns to Chucky on the right wing. Hepburn in front of the Nebraska bench, sends it to Wall, rotates to Davis. He'll try 3, left side, he nails it. Jordan Davis with the triple, 13-10 Wisconsin, 12:58 left in the half. Badgers 3 out of 5 from the arc, 5 of 9 overall in the early minutes. Wilcher with a pass for Walker that's batted away by Gilmore. Wilcher gets it back, dribbles right wing, feeds Griesel, quick pass. Walker, right foul line extended. Walker against Gilmore. They work along the perimeter as Hoiberg hands off to Lawrence, tries a 3, left side, it hit the left side iron, no good. Rebound Hepburn. 12:33 left in the half, 13-10 Wisconsin. Hepburn out front against Greasel. A little crossover, jump pass Gilmore, left of the circle. Carter refeeds Hepburn, turns it to Asijan, a tough bounce for Wall. It's knocked away and a turnover, Wisconsin. Here comes Derek Walker on the push with Hepburn back. Now Greasel glides, runs into Chucky, charge is called on Greasel. Good work by Hepburn, staying away from the restricted area to draw the contact. Foul on Greasel, his first. And the Badgers go back on offense, and they also go back to the substitution pattern. They've got Davis, Kamari McGee, Klesmet, Crowell, and Wall out there.
At the opposite end, what a tremendous save by Sam Hoiberg to start that possession for Nebraska.
And good hustle back by Hepburn to draw that charge. With the ball is Klesmet, right-hand flip to Crowell, top of the circle. He's Kamari McGee, bounce pass Wall, top of the arc, rotates to Davis at the left point. Jordan on the dribble, Greasel gets him on a switch, bounce pass Wall, left of the lane against Denham Dawson, who has checked in. Now the double, Wall gets it out of there to McGee, feeds Klesmet, he'll try three, right side, good again. Second three-point hit for Max Klesmet, 16-10 Wisconsin. 11:47 left in the first half. Greasel front court to the right side against Tyler Wall. Spins on the dribble. Trying to work near the block. Kicks it out to Wilcher. Covered up quickly by Davis. Now Greasel high on the right. Floats it into Walker at the free throw line. Backing is Walker. A double from McGee. Walker up and in. Over Crowell and Derek Walker with six. 16-12 Wisconsin. 11:25 left in the half. Davis goes into Crowell and it's deflected out of bounds by Derek Walker. And we're at the under 12. Media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:22 left in the first half, Wisconsin 16, Nebraska 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. 11:22 left in the first half. Wisconsin 16, Nebraska 12.
Max Klesmet had only 5 points at Penn State. He was 0-for-2 from beyond the three-point line. Here in the first half, he's already 3-for-3 from the floor, and he's hit both of his triples. Kind of been waiting for Max to get in the groove shooting the ball. Certainly at Wofford, he was always a threat from the three-point arc. A little bit different level of competition, obviously, now, but I think the best is yet to come from Klesmet as far as his offense.
Boy, the one thing, though, it's maybe not a lot of points, but really important points. I mean, he's made winning plays, a game-winning bucket at Marquette, a strong take to the cup in overtime against Penn State. That was really important. So, yeah, he could probably score more than he has, but he's had some really, really big plays for this team.
Without a question. I just think if you've got Chucky Hepburn on the floor along with Connor Asijan, Klesmet's going to get some open looks.
Yeah, and he's capitalized, as you have said, here so far. Mentioned Denham Dawson is in the game. Redshirt freshman out of San Bernardino, California. 6'6". Started eight times this season for the Huskers. Kamari McGee, who stepped in and gave his team a little bit of help on Wednesday night as well. Talking to Greg Gard about that earlier today. Kamari will inbound baseline right. Gets it into Jordan Davis. Tossed it back out to Klesman against Keisei Tomenaga. Max will give off to McGee against Sam Hoiberg. Now it's Wall left of the circle. Wall and a toss for Crowell. 10 on the shot clock. Davis right wing. Now to Kamari at the top. Takes a left line extended. Inside feed for Crowell. Single coverage Walker. Three to shoot. Two to shoot. One to shoot. Crowell up right hand. Good. Beating the shot clock. Gets a little help from his friends, knowing that the shot clock is winding down. And Stevie calmly flips it in. 18-12 Wisconsin. 10:45 left of the break. Hoiberg throwing to Walker at the right elbow against Crowell. Walker puts it on the deck. In the lane, he walked with the ball. Yes, sir. Extra step to get to that jump stop. Walker, we mentioned he does so many things well. Terrific passer. He'll score. He'll rebound. But he can be turnover prone as well. McGee and Davis out. Hepburn, Wall, Klesman, Asijan, and Crowell out there. And now the Huskers showing a little zone as Klesman with the ball feeds ball at the right elbow. Tyler backing in the lane, turns left shoulder, up right hand, back rim no good, rebound to Sam Hoiberg. Hoiberg up the floor for the Huskers, feeds Tomenaga against Hepburn, a flip for Walker right of the lane, moving in on Tyler Wall. Walker backing, right block, back leans, up right hand, glass and rim no good, rebound Crowell for the Badgers. 10-10 left in the half, 18-12 Wisconsin. Hepburn left of the circle, throws to Asijan left wing, quickly in the wall, baseline left against Wilcher. Tyler starts the back, darts at the Klesman, turn down the three, baseline right. He'll retreat, feeds Crowell at the free throw line. Now Hepburn with 10 to shoot. Chucky glides dribble left wing, throws to Crowell up top, open three straight away. And that is an air ball. Saved by Wall, feeds Klesman. The floater with the right hand is good. Tyler Wall keeps the possession alive. And Klesman finishes 20-12 Wisconsin. Sometimes a shot could be so bad it's good. That's how it turned out. Here's Wilcher open three straight away. That's too long, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Klesman. 9:28 left in the half, 20-12 Wisconsin. Klesman feeds Hepburn. Chucky on the dribble. Stops right elbow. Good D from Hoiberg. A pass for Asijan. Gives off left wing for Klesman. Bounce pass to Crowell. Left of the lane. Crowell gives to Wall. Rotates to Hepburn. Fakes the three. Chucky on the dribble. Right lane line against Hoiberg. Turns, fades, flips right elbow. Dances in for Hepburn. Four for Hepburn. Timeout Nebraska as the Badgers get the lead to 10. 30-second timeout taken by Fred Hoiberg. 9:04 left in the first half. 22-12. Wisconsin leads Nebraska.
You could tell with Chucky Hepburn, as soon as he drew Sam Hoiberg, he wanted to take him. And Hoiberg's 6 foot. He's a sound player, solid player. But that's a mismatch with Hepburn against Hoiberg in the paint area where he could hit him with that step back.
Exactly what he did. Got a nice, polite bounce off the iron. Hoiberg needs to burn a timeout. 10-point lead for Wisconsin. Badgers are 9 of 15 from the field. 4 of 7 from the arc. The Huskers 6 of 13, 0 of 4 from the three-point line. So, you know, Tomenaga and certainly Wilcher can shoot a lot of threes, and Tomenaga in particular has been really effective. But the Huskers as a team are 11th in the conference in three-point percentage. There's Griesel, gives it to Tomenaga. A quick pass to Breidenbach. Now it's Hoiberg, chased by Asijan. Breidenbach tries a three right of the circle, and that short rebound, Asijan for the Badgers. 9:48 left in the first half. 10-point lead, Wisconsin. Hepburn on the push. Almost walked. Maybe he did, but he got away with it. Chucky left wing. Gets it into Crowell, left of the lane. Breidenbach defending. Open man is Klesman. Tries a three. Not this time. It rattled out from right of the circle. Denham Dawson the rebound. 8:30 left in the half. 22-12 Wisconsin. Griesel against Wall. Starts to back. Works to the block. Griesel. Inside. Tough shot over Wall. No good. And going up for the rebound is Crowell. Good D from Tyler Wall down to the post. 8:15 left of the break. 22-12 Wisconsin. Wall throwing to a Sejan outside left. Huskers straight up defensively. Wall high on the right. Throws to Crowell, top of the circle. Gets to Hepburn high on the left. Hepburn a lob to Wall. He'll catch low on the right. Brings it down. Now underneath. Low on the left. Up no good. Rebound to Wilhelm Breidenbach. Riesel up the left side of the front court. Going downhill off the left wing. And he got bumped to the floor by Tyler Wall. And that will be the first on Tyler as we have the under eights media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, and Pepsi. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:52 left of the first half. Wisconsin 22, Nebraska 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 20. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 44. Overcast skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 25. Mainly sunny skies. Monday, with highs in the upper 30s. Chance for scattered showers. Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Trust in a Bank has been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. 22-12. Wisconsin leads Nebraska. 7:52 left in the first half. Sam Riesel at the line to shoot two. And he is good with the first.
Riesel has really been an important component to the success that Nebraska has had at times this year when they upset number 7 Creighton. He almost had a triple-double, 18 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists.
They had a double-double against Iowa, 12-10, scored 21 at Illinois. Second free throw is good for Riesel. 22-14, Wisconsin, 7:52 left in the first half. And a little three-quarters look again for the Huskers. They've shown it a couple of times. Now they're into the 1-3-1. Here's Klesmet right of the circle. There's right wing for Carter Gilmore back in there for the Badgers. Back to Klesmet. Breidenbach there on him. Now Gilmore right of the lane moving in on Derek Walker. Tossed it out to Chucky Hepburn against Tomei Naga. Pulls up mid-range J. Danced off the rim. No good. Rebound off of Walker's hands and out of bounds. Badgers keep it with 7:26 left in the half.
Well, that's one thing you don't see often with Walker. If he gets a rebound in his hands, he usually holds on to it. He's very strong.
7.5 boards per game for Derek Walker on average. Hepburn baseline left inbounds to Crowell. Gets it back to Chucky. Brings it back up top. Hepburn loops it in to Crowell. Left of the lane. Walker is on him. Crowell with 10 on the shot. Clock starts the back. The double from Wilhelm. Skip pass Hepburn. Wide open three. Right side. Around and out it goes. Breidenbach the rebound. 8-point lead for the Badgers. 7:08 left in the half. Riesel throws to Walker, turns to Breidenbach high on the left. A pass for Tomei Naga. Refeeds Breidenbach outside left again. Walker top of the circle. Flips to Griesel at the right point against Gilmore. Riesel starts to back. Backing right lane line. Now fades, flips, and that just hit the front rim. No good. Gilmore the rebound. Outlet to Hepburn. Chucky to the front court against Jamarcus Lawrence. Hepburn slips it into Crowell. Low on the right. Up right hand. Short. Rebound. Long board. Saved by Asijan. Second chance for Wisconsin. Crowell against Walker. Double from Griesel as Crowell short inside. Missed the shot. It comes down to Walker. On the push. Going downhill. Down the lane. Flipped it up. Left hand. It pulls in. Walker with eight. They never stopped the ball. 22-16 Wisconsin. 6:20 left in the first half. Hepburn sets the floor for Wisconsin. Huskers back man-to-man defensively. Crowell top of the arc. Crowell one dribble, a hand off to Klesmith. Thought about it. Thought otherwise. Feeds Hepburn. Gets it to Gilmore. Baseline right. Breidenbach defends. Carter darts a pass to Klesmith. On the take in the lane. Ooh, tried to feed Crowell. Went through Stevie's hands. Turnover Wisconsin. Here's Lawrence. Bumped into a Asijan. Shot is up and good. And a foul. Well, that was started. That looked like a pretty good pass to Crowell, but maybe not ready for it. Couldn't handle it. And then a run out the other way. And it's an and-one opportunity for the Huskers.
Pretty impressive body control by Jamarcus Lawrence to finish on that play.
Connor with his first foul, 22-18. Wisconsin, 5:59 left in the first half. 6-point run here for the Huskers. It stays that way. Free throw too long. No good. The rebound to Chucky Hepburn. 4-point lead for the Badgers coming up on 5:50 left in the first half. Huskers zoning again. Asijan feeds Wall. Baseline left against Breidenbach. Wall faces up into a double team. Reverse layup. Tough chance. Dancing off the back rim multiple times and out. No good. And a foul on the rebound attempt. Carter Gilmore getting in there for Wisconsin. He picks up the foul. His first.
And Tyler Wall dribbled right into the teeth of that low post defense. Got the ball up on the rim, but couldn't get it to drop.
And an unfriendly bounce, right? 22-18 Wisconsin. 5:35 left in the first half. Breidenbach quick. Flip to Griesel. Now it's Walker top of the circle. Breidenbach gets it to Tomei Naga high on the left against Asijan. Tomei Naga releases to Griesel between the circles. A flip for Walker back to Griesel against Hepburn. 10 to shoot. Griesel starts to back take it. Oh, poke free by Wall. Diving is Asijan. Could not gather. Griesel is there. Tomei Naga long three. Left side goal. Turned into a scramble play. And the first three of the day for Keisei Tomei Naga. 22-21 Wisconsin. 5 minutes left in the half. Asijan mid-range J. Good to quiet the crowd. That stops the Nebraska run at 9. 24-21 Wisconsin. 4:52 left in the half. Riesel outside left. Now it's Walker. A handoff to Breidenbach. Breidenbach a flip for Tomei Naga. Baseline right. Drives on Asijan. Picked up the foul before the shot. Made the shot, but the foul on the floor first. That's the second foul on Connor Asijan. This place just gets unglued when Tomei Naga's going to work.
He plays with such joy and animation. I can see why the crowd just relates to him.
And he scores a lot, too. That's
that
really, they kind of like that.
Yeah, that helps.
Isaac Lindsay in the game for Connor Asijan, sitting down with two fouls. Crowell in for Gilmore. 4:43 left in the half, 24-21 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Derek Walker, right of the paint. Moving in on Crowell, gets it to Lawrence. Bobbles, gathers now as Lindsay will defend. And now a pass that just got away from Lawrence. Turnover Wisconsin, Lindsay gets the loose change. Isaac to the front court, a pass for Hepburn at the edge of the center circle. Riesel guarding him. High screen Crowell. Hepburn on the dribble. Throwing a Wall top of the arc. Tyler against Tomei Naga. Wall, see if he tries to back him down. And it was slapped away. Wall got it back. Now double team. Gets it to Lindsay. Baseline right jumper is off the rim and out. No good. Rebound. Crowell got fouled on the backside, I think, on Griesel. And that will be his second foul. So Fred Hoiberg will go to his bench. And he'll get C.J. Wilcher into the game. As Klesman will come in as well.
I'll give Crowell credit. It's been a very uncomfortable first half. They've made it tough for him around the rim, but he keeps battling.
This is a Nebraska defense. Philosophically, they will double you more often than not. Hepburn inbounding, baseline left into Crowell. 4:08 left in the half, 24-21 Wisconsin. Crowell throwing to Hepburn, left wing against DeMarcus Lawrence. Baseline left, fade away off that little back step, and he hits it. Chucky Hepburn with 6, 26-21 Wisconsin, 3:52 left in the half. Little step back, really good for Hepburn. Now Tomei Naga for three, left side, heel of the rim, no good. Rebound, a foul called. And Jordan Davis, who had just checked back in, trying to poke it free, and Jordan picks up his first foul. And that's 17 fouls on Wisconsin, and we've got a break in the action here in Lincoln. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:46 left in the first half, Wisconsin 26, Nebraska 21. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Let's get a U.S. Bank scoreboard update. Earlier today in the Big Ten, Maryland got past Penn State 74-68. Akeem Hart with 23 points to lead the Terps. And Coleman Hawkins, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists to help Illinois knock off Rutgers 69-60. 3:46 left in the first half in Lincoln. Wisconsin 26, Nebraska 21.
After Northwestern beat Wisconsin in the Kohl Center, Chris Collins said that the game plan was simple. The Wildcats were not going to allow Tyler Wall or Stephen Crowell to beat them from the block, from the low post, and the defense played accordingly. Well, we're seeing what Nebraska's hounding, harassing defense has done thus far to Wisconsin's two bigs. Wall and Crowler combined 1 of 8 from the field for only 2 points.
Yeah, you see the philosophy. Northwestern does this all the time, too. It will double the post, and we'll kind of a little bit of a pick your poison, but it has served Northwestern well. Big road win for the Wildcats in Columbus. Denham Dawson shooting a 1-1, and he missed the front end. Jordan Davis the rebound. 17 fouls against Wisconsin. The Huskers with just 3. Badgers up 5. 3:35 left in the first half. Nebraska back man-to-man defensively. Tyler Wall against Wilcher. Throws to Crowell, top of the circle. One dribble. Gives off to Davis on the left wing. Jordan with a flip for Wall at the top, leaves it for Hepburn. Shot clock at 8. Hepburn glides to the right side. Wilcher picks him up. Chucky, a little crossover and a jump pass to Davis. 3 to shoot. Into Crowell. 1 to shoot. Left shoulder turn and lost the grip as he was trying to turn and flip. And the shot nowhere close. A shot clock violation.
Chucky Hepburn came over to Jordan Davis and said, shoot the ball. Mm-hmm. You have the shot. Take it.
Pretty good D down there on Crowell by Walker, who has the ball at the other end. Huskers moving to our right in the first half. Derek Walker at the top gives to Denham Dawson between the circles. A feed intended for Wilcher. It's pilfered by Jordan Davis down the lane to the rim. Layup good. Davis the steal and flips it in with the left hand. 28-21 Wisconsin. 2:54 left in the half. Good work by Jordan Davis. To Marcus Lawrence on the left wing. Lawrence against Hepburn. Now Walker at the top of the circle. Hands off Tomei Naga. Left elbow hanging, shooting, hitting. They say Tomei Naga with 5. 28-23 Wisconsin with 2:37 left in the half. Hepburn to the front court. Lawrence waits for Chucky. Chucky crossed him over to the free throw line, throwing to Davis on the left wing. Bounce pass for Wall, left of the lane against Dawson. Single coverage right now. A little double from Walker. Wall low on the left. Puts it up. No, but he draws the contact, and Tyler Wall will go to the free throw line for two shots.
I'm surprised he even got a shot off the glass,
yep,
given the coverage.
Good strength from Wall there. Denham Dawson called for his first foul, the fourth on the Huskers. Wall, 4 of 6 on Wednesday nights at the foul line at Penn State. 5-point lead, Wisconsin. 2:21 left in the first half. First free throw for Wall. Look out. Air ball. So now he's going to hear it. And he's even able to smirk. And that's what you got to do there.
Yeah, sometimes it's so bad you almost laugh.
Yep. Second free throw coming up for Wall, who will be serenaded throughout the rest of the game now. Either nothing but net or he's going to hit the heel of the rim here. Second one on the way, nothing but net. There you go. First point for Tyler, 29-23 Wisconsin, 2:20 left of the first half. Wall still smiling, which is what you got to do sometimes. Wiltshire high on the left, feeds Tominaga against Max Klesman. Now it's Griesel high on the right, gets it to Walker, top of the circle. Walker covered up, has the ball, trying to move against Crow, and a turnover as, again, extra steps. As another Nebraska turnover, Walker called for the walk.
That was awfully good footwork on the part of Crow to get out and hedge, protect against Tominaga, and then still defend against Walker.
2:03 left in the half, 6-point lead Wisconsin. Jordan Davis puts it on the deck off the right wing, muscles it up, knocked away from behind, and out of bounds. 29-23 Wisconsin with a minute 58 left in the first half. Crowell, Wall, Davis, Hepburn, and Klesmith, the five of the floor. Klesmith with 10 points in this first half for Wisconsin, but the ball is Crowell. Left of the lane, feeds Davis, two-man game, inside feed again to Crowell. Got bumped, they play on. Open man Klesmith feeds Hepburn, fakes the three, Chucky to the line, down the lane, pull up 8-footer, is in and out, no good. Rebound, Griesel for Nebraska. Up the middle, hands off Lawrence, off the right wing. Lawrence picked up by Wall. Work it back to Griesel, a pass for Walker. Outside right, Walker faces up against Crow, throwing to Wiltshire, tries a three, left side short, rebound to Crow, outlet to Hepburn with a minute 25 left in the half, 29-23 Wisconsin. Hepburn on the right side, throwing to Crow, right wing, now hands it back to Hepburn. Chucky slips at the Crow, darts at the Klesman left side, inside feed, caught by Wall, open man Chucky, open three, right side, good. Chucky Hepburn, his first three of the day, 32-23, Wisconsin, 105 left in the half. C.J. Wiltshire outside left, throwing to Tominaga, chased by Klesman between the circles. Tominaga floats it to Griesel high on the right. Now it's Walker at the top of the circle. Walker against Crowell, low on the left, throws it up way too strong, no good. Crowell the rebound. Hepburn up the floor, 45 seconds left in the half. Here's Chucky, shakes and goes. Griesel goes down, nothing called. Hepburn feeds Wall, left wing. Wall darts to the Klesman, open three, measures it, takes it. Two open, missed it. Rebound to Griesel, and he was fouled by Jordan Davis.
No, you're right, though. He had so much time to think about it.
Little double clutch there.
He did,
maybe.
Yes. Yep. He didn't shoot that in rhythm.
33.7 left in the half. 32-23 Wisconsin. Team foul number 8, so Sam Griesel will get a 1-1. He's a 68% foul shooter. The Huskers as a team. These two teams rank at the bottom, 13th and 14th in free throw percentage in Big Ten play. Denham Dawson, Sam Hoiberg will... Well, first Denham Dawson will come in. Tominaga sits down. Griesel in Big Ten play averages 35 minutes a run per game. 2 points in this first half. He averages 11 a game. Front end of the 1-1 is good.
I mentioned to you, Tominaga was signing autographs with small kids during the warm-ups. So was Griesel. He's from Lincoln.
Yep.
Very popular around here after his four-year career at North Dakota State.
Second free throw coming. Yeah, Griesel last year averaged 14 points a game. Was all conference his last 2 years with the Bison. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Jordan Davis. 8-point lead for the Badgers, and Greg Gard takes the use it or lose it timeout with 29.7 seconds left in the half. Wisconsin 32, Nebraska 24.
Connor Isijan checking in for the Badgers. He had to sit down with a couple of personal fouls here in the first half. It's been kind of disjointed at times, hasn't it, to play at both ends of the floor.
Yeah, and yet up by 8, Wisconsin right now. 5 of 11 from the three-point line. Huskers just 1 of 8 from downtown.
It's been kind of entertaining watching the battles between Klesmet and Tominaga.
Yeah, right.
Isn't it right?
Because yeah, really
we know
been.
How Klesmet plays defense.
Yep.
He's annoying to begin with, but especially for someone like Tominaga, a shooter, you can get under your skin.
Good game, great atmosphere. A full building here today in Lincoln. Besieging Klesmet, Hepburn, Wall, and Crowell out there for Wisconsin. Hoiberg, Lawrence, Dawson, Wilcher, and Walker, the five on the floor for Nebraska. Tyler Wall, front court sideline, left will inbound. 29.7 of the game clock, 26 on the shot clock. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Shucky will hold it outside left. Huskers in the 1-3-1. Chucky just outside the center circle. 15 to shoot, 18 to play. Hepburn holds it, gives to Klesmet, right sideline. Bounce pass to Crowell. Game clock at 10. Here's Asijan for three. Right wing, book it. Connor Asijan, his second three. Badgers up 11, 5 seconds left in the half. Jamarcus Lawrence throwing to Denham Dawson, who walked with a ball with 1.5 left in the half, 35-24 Wisconsin.
I love that last play that Greg Gard set up instead of just keeping in the hands of Chucky.
1.5 to play. Badgers have to go three quarters court. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. One dribble. He'll launch from half court, and it's off the top of the glass. No good. And the first half has come to an end as the Huskers go dry from the field over the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds of the first half. Halfway through here in Lincoln, Nebraska. College sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, at the half, Wisconsin 35, Nebraska 24. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Halftime in Lincoln. Wisconsin leads Nebraska 35-24. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers up 11 at the half. Max Klesmet with 10 points for Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn with 9. Connor Asijan with 8. Jordan Davis with 5. Tyler Wall with 1. Derek Walker with 8 points to pace the Huskers. Jamarcus Lawrence with 6. Keisei Tominaga with 5. 3 for Sam Griesel and 2 for C.J. Wilcher. At the half, Wisconsin 35, Nebraska 24. Mike's back with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Light up your home and race to savings now at Menards. Sylvania's TrueWave LED bulbs provide the closest thing to natural sunlight. This helps you feel better and see things more easily by offering an enhanced color experience with exceptional contrast. Receive a $10 rebate with a purchase of $40 or more on Sylvania TrueWave LED bulbs. Race in now. Good through February 11th. Savings are mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.